那是上一场我看到了你们的结局，有个人是在永恒国度里，有个人是下地狱去，我就看到你们的结局。这就是为什么我不断的要求你们悔改，当中要预备。
The Messiah is coming. Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了，弥赛亚要来了。上次我们看过蒙福的人们，
主
全能者，启示录第一章第五节，他要迎接教会了。对教会的迎接，从中我们得着的很多。
We saw that he calls the Messiah the faithful witness.
他呼召耶稣基督众城的见证，并且也看过他称呼弥赛亚作为一个从死里首先复活的。
But for now, allow me just ventilate on this.
Because
at one point, you have to use all that to enter the kingdom of God in heaven.
我们国家发生了很大的事情。我们星期三礼拜的时候就现场直播，就允许降下来了。可是谁允许我来把这个信息传给你们？因为我还是要预备你们教会来参加备体。
You must have to use all that to enter. What is the point experiencing such a tremendous visitation of the Lord God?God the Father, the Godhead, and then not entering heaven, going to hell.
你经历了那么强大的事情，你经历了那强大的神的一切，容得进不了神的国度，然后下到地狱去的话，这一切有什么用呢？
And so it's very clear, blessed people, the time is over.
意思是非常的明确，时间结束了，蒙福的人们。
That the church must now prepare.
教会现在必须要预备。
You must prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
你们必须预备弥赛亚的来临。
And so we began the journey in the book of Revelation, and you saw how tremendous, how deep the journey is.
这个旅程多么的深奥，我们每个语句的分享。
Wisdom has come out of there to instruct the church, to help you as a church to prepare you.
很多的智慧都从中来，要来帮助你们预备怎么样的去预备。
And the Lord has presented.Undeniable evidence before you, unmistakable wonders, miracles before you to testify on He that is speaking with you.
主现在在你们面前显示出来了，无法否认的，无法否认的一个确证。现在亚威神现在为我给你们赐给你们这样的想无法否认的证据，因此蒙福的人们。
So blessed people, we saw very clearly.That the Lord is urging a generation. 主要求
你们这一代回到悔改来，回到主耶稣那里来，回到圣洁里来，回到公义里来，回到追求神的国度来。神现在要求你们，因为父神现在在你们眼前已经释放出来这无法否认的确证。这是教会历史非常重要的时间。
And so we saw that in the salutation, in the greetings that God the Father is dispensing, delivering to the church.
我们在这个迎接当中看到了父神赐给教会的迎接。
Tremendous greetings came out of there.
非常强大的迎接从中出来了。
And in the greetings, the Lord brings forth so many markers, so many benchmarks.
这个迎接当中，主带给我们很多的标准。
He talks about those that read this book, how blessed they are.
首先就是读这本书的人们有多么的蒙福的。
Then he says, even those that hear,
甚至那些听
words of prophecy in this book,
听见的人也有福的。这神预言的这本书，并且那些把这本书放在心中的人，并那个遵守神话语的人，有多么的蒙福。
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。
And if you don't prepare,
如果你没预备的话，
you will end up in hell because I've seen the destiny of many people, many nations. God has shown it to me.
你只能下地狱去了，因为主允许我来看到你们好多人的结局，好多列国的结局。这是教会历史非常重要的时间。
But in our advancing of this Revelation chapter 1,
可是我们在启示录的进展当中，
So the Lord saying grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, And who is to come?
主在这明确地表达恩惠平安归于你们，总是在今在永在的神。我现在读的是启示录一章的四节。
Then we saw very clearly that then he's saying that God the Father is coming, the kingdom of God is coming.
然后他说得很清楚，神的国度要来了。
Not just the Messiah, but God the Father Himself is coming to judge.
不仅仅是耶稣基督的再临，父神亲自将下来要审判列国。
In Matthew chapter 5, in the book of John rather, chapter 5, Matthew other verses, but John chapter 5, if you read 22-29, down 29, it says, he has consigned Jesus, even when you read the book of Acts, chapter 17, 30 and 31, that he has consigned Jesus to judge the nations. And yet when you look at that judgment, and the way the Trinity operates,Then you find that it's the Godhead Himself, the Trinity, judging mankind on that day.
约翰福音五章二十二到二十九节，使徒行传十七章三十到三十一节，我们可以知道，这个神要审判，主耶稣基督要审判世界了。可是主耶稣在审判世界的时候，这是个三位一体的神一起做的。因此这一来呢，神的审讯就是耶和华神参加这个最后的审判。三位一体的神一起来审判。
And so he says here, grace and peace to you from Him who is and who was and who is to come.
因此在这说的就是恩惠和平安都归于你们，从昔在今在永在的神。
Then he says from the seven spirits that are before the throne of God, that is now the perfection.Of the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit.
和他宝座前的七灵就是圣灵，我的朋友，圣灵，他的完全，数主七来表明。
And then verse 5 of Revelation 1, it says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness." So we began to see the credentials of Jesus that the Lord lays out.Before the church, before the nations.
从第五节开始呢，就是主耶稣基督有关主耶稣基督的资格，神什么样的给教会介绍主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督的各种特点。
And then he says, faithful witness, and then the firstborn from the dead.
首先呢，众城的见证；第二呢，从死里首先复活的。
The expansiveness of that tremendous statement.That credential of Jesus.
这就是强大的一个概念，就是主耶稣基督的资格。从死里首先复活的，当他这么说话的时候。
All the way back to the book of Genesis at the fall of man, that is what the Lord is renditioning when he's talking to the church. He's renditioning the fact that there has been a fall to sin and somebody had to pay a price to deliver mankind.
解释这段经文的时候，主把我一直带到创世纪第三章，告诉我了人的堕落，就是人怎么样的堕落，需要为什么主耶稣基督的拯救。而这一段的解释呢，就是从这里就要开始。
Again, I said something else from what Swahili has said. All I've said is that the Lord renditions the fall in the garden all the way in Genesis, and then He raises the fact that there is sin, and the wages of sin is death.And all have sinned, so there was need for the Messiah to come and vanquish death, the penalty of sin. Somebody had to die for mankind.
创世纪第三章，伊甸园那儿已经发生了堕落，那罪孽带来的，那罪孽的工价，罪的工价只能是死亡了。那应该要这个废去这个死亡，只有一个办法，有一个人要付出代价，血的代价，就是这样一人的人类就需要耶稣基督，父神安排好了，预备好了耶稣基督，为了拯救人类。因此，我们这个脉络当中学习的很多。
Expansive and deep, profound.
这是非常深奥的，非常有深度的。
Where we saw that all men have sinned, so they need a redeemer. That is what God the Father is relaying to the church as he's greeting the church and laying forth the credentials of Jesus.
因为所有的人，
the decoration of the Messiah.
因为所有的人都犯了罪，无法达到神的荣耀。这样一来呢，父神介绍主耶稣基督的时候，通过这样的话，就从死里首先复活的这样的话来描述了耶稣基督，这样来告诉我们，你们需要拯救者。神不是玩笑。
And I told this one, I said, please remind me when I come to the altar, so I may handle that, so I may command heaven to open. Didn't you see the authority the Lord demonstrated? So the Lord is not a joke.
神不是玩笑的神，肯定要把弥赛亚带来的。现在太没有时间了，虽然一切的人必须要预备弥赛亚的来临。当我跟 Michael Lisbon 跟他说，你让我想起来，我来到主祭坛的时候，你必须要让我想起来，必须要宣布这允许的降临。那对我宣布的时候，主答应了，主绝对不是玩笑的，主肯定要实现他的宣布的，肯定要来确证主差遣来的这两位的使者，你们必须要预备，现在没有时间。现在跟你宣布的这两位先知向天命令的时候，主不是玩笑，他要把弥赛亚带过来的。
You don't know so much that the Lord has told me which I don't relate to you. There are things that I keep myself.
你不知道的东西太多了，主父神怎就是放在我心中的，主父神只有跟我分享的。
There are things the Lord God the Father confides in me which are not for your consumption. And if you knew them, you would be in a panic now.
主父神自己的东西跟我已经分享的，如果我跟你们公开，你们会惊恐的，你们会吃震惊的，我都没有跟你们分享。因此主按照我的宣布把弥赛亚带过来的。
And the Lord has established that very clearly in the face of the whole earth.
现在主在整个地球面前建立的非常的明确。
When the Lord identifies Jesus as the firstborn from the dead.
因此，当我们启示录第一章五节，当我们查看父神把耶稣基督作为一个从死里首先复活的来定义的时候，这里就有很多的对话。
The resurrection power.That Jesus delivered into the church.
再次谈的就是主耶稣就是拥有的复活的能力，耶稣就带给教会的。在这谈的就是崭新的生命，主愿意赐给教会的，教会必须要活出来的崭新的生命。
And afforded us to live a newness of life, salvation. Owing to that statement, the firstborn from among the dead, meaning he has already come from death.He has already shut the gates of hell and Hades.
从死里首先复活的这段话语可以告诉我们，他已经把地狱的门关闭了，这样一来崭新的生命要已经赐给教会了，好让教会能够活出来。
And so he is talking about the Christian salvation you ought to live.
因此现在谈的就是基督徒必须要活出来的救，基督徒的救赎。
He is also saying that Christ is the first fruits of thoseThat will enter heaven. So when he comes into heaven, then heaven has hope that the main harvest is about to enter.
并且就是从死里首先复活，这个意思就是出熟的果子，第一次进到天国的，这样一来他只是预标，很多就是跟着他来的好多丰盛的收获都进天国的。
The church is about to enter. And remember, I've seen the entry of the church, and I've seen the church appear before the throne of God, worshiping before the judgment seat of Christ.
主要的受祸
Glory, worshiping. So this event is what the Lord is portraying here that will take place.But I have seen it already, so it's going to take place.
中心的话题就是教会的背题了，很多的收获是等着跟要发生，就是进到主宝座前的。我已经看到了主宝座前敬拜主的那荣耀的教会，那教会进入神的国度，那就是跟随耶稣基督要发生的事情。当神说到从死里首先复活的。来要界定主耶稣基督弥赛亚的特点。现在在这谈的就是弥赛亚做一个王的资格，做一个主的资格。
And he's saying that now the Messiah has also purchased unto God a people that can come into the kingdom of God.
并且在此已经我们可以知道弥赛亚已经买下来了，买回来了那些能够进入父神国度的他的百姓。
When they ask the Messiah, can you give us a sign as to prove to us that you have authority to clean up the temple like this?
并且我们约翰福音第二章我们都看过，他们要求主耶稣基督，怎你洁净这个主的圣殿，你有什么确证给我们看呢？然后他回答了，把这个圣殿毁灭掉呢，三日之内我来重建。
That he is the Messiah. That when he dies and he defeats death, that is the sign, the identity of the Messiah, that he is capable and has authority to take away the penalty of sin, which is death, from mankind and accord them eternal life.
这就象征着弥赛亚自身的复活，那弥赛亚从死亡中复活，这就成为弥赛亚作为一个弥赛亚的一个证据，弥赛亚打败了死亡，能够从死亡当中复活，这就是弥赛亚作为一个弥赛亚的最大的证据，确证
了。Paid for humanity, paid for you, paid for the church in Isaiah 53, that you may now be able to inherit this eternal life, life beyond the tombs.
从死里首先复活，这段话语也让我想起，也让我记得以赛亚五十三章所描述的弥赛亚的受难，弥赛亚付了代价，弥赛亚为你受了鞭打，是给我们救赎的。
因此，
启示录这强大的信息。
That is where the ministry of He that speaks with you, the two prophets of Yahweh.That's where our ministry is embedded.
这就是这。
Know what the Lord spoke with me this past night.
这就是主两位先知。
And what is ahead here?
这就是这两位先知主，两位先知可怕的主，两位先知的事工，主要的内容所在的地方就是启示录这本书里头，并且昨晚主耶和华跟我说的话，那有关弥赛亚的来临，非常可怕的事情。因此，当我要求你们预备弥赛亚的来临，这样跟你们宣布的时候，请求你们。就是为什么在这说的死里首先复活时，就是在这样的一个脉络当中要让你们去预备的。因为在这可
death now is owing to sin, the judgment of God.That comes to sin.
在这暗示的那死亡，那些死亡，在这暗示的就是那个死亡。死亡呢，因为罪的代价而来的，罪的工价而来的，因此你必须要面对这个死亡。如果你没有预备好的话。
Also, the dichotomy is also talking about those that will believe in Christ Jesus. He has defeated death. They will not see that death. They will live a resurrection life. So there is a dichotomy, a tremendous message the Lord is giving in that firstborn.From the dead.
仍然罪恶里头的话，你只能要面对这个死亡了。因此，这个死里首先复活这段话语呢，又要让你们想起，如果你真的与主同行的话，你能够尝出来这个复活的滋味。
And we're going to celebrate that is rewarded to those that believe in Christ Jesus, whose lordship is established by His resurrection from the dead, meaning having power over death.
看一下他通过这个复活来证明了他作为一个主的一个资格，这样一来呢，他显示了他能够打败死亡的他的大能，他的权柄，这样一来在耶稣基督里头的人呢，跟他一起复活，跟他一起享受分享永生。
That you may be able to embrace the death with Jesus, in baptism with Jesus, and resurrection with Jesus as you come out of the water, that the old is done and the new has come. Not only is God talking about that, but also...
这样一来呢，在这描述的就是拥抱耶稣基督救赎的人跟耶稣一起死，就是受洗，受洗就意思就是跟耶稣一起死，然后呢跟耶稣一起复活，那就从水里出来的时候跟耶稣一起复活。
That is a sign sin, that sin must be judged. That's why the Messiah has died and now resurrected. God is pointing to His judgment that will come against sin and those that don't repent who continue in sin.
那些没有悔改仍然在罪恶里头的人，他们要受到的一个审判，这个死亡在这里谈的就是这个死里，这个意思就是没有悔改的人仍然在罪恶里头的人只能受到审判了。 安息的就是这样的内容。
And so, in that context of judgment, before we talk about the eternal life that he is portraying there, in that context of judgment, I'm reading the book of Psalm 75, verse 8, it says,
诗篇七十五篇第八篇，诗篇七十五篇
Psalm 75, 8, it says, In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine.
耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，他倒出来。他倒出来，地上的恶人必都喝这酒的渣子。
The book of Psalm
75, 而且喝尽诗篇七十五篇第八节那从死亡里头腿子复活的这个描述来要界定耶稣基督的时候，这一段经文告诉我们的另一个相反的一个含义是什么呢？就是就将在那些不悔改的人身上的神的审判。因此在这我们可以看得很清楚，从死亡里首次复活的，从 死里复活，首次首先复活的，其实要安息的那些就是选择耶稣的那些圣洁的公义的，对他们来说那有一个永生，就是复活的生命。
To those that reject the sacrifice of God through Christ Jesus, His atoning blood. So that death talks about judgment on sin.
这个死亡，这个死亡暗示的就是对罪带来的死亡，就在罪恶里头的人只能要受到的审判。这段话语就暗示了有很重要的点。
In the hand of the Lord God is a cup full.Of foaming wine mixed with spices. So he's talking about the brewing wrath of God. God has shown me that cup, full of His wrath.
That's
pouring on the earth.
耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，主已经让我看到这杯里头神的愤怒，已经就是已经开始。
Again, I don't know why she reads ahead of me. That talks about the wrath of God, full strength, because it's saying foaming with wine.And mix the spices.
看一下，这暗示的就是神的愤怒，因为在这说的就是其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，这就是神的愤怒，就是填满的神的愤怒。
The hand of the Lord God is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. You can see the coronavirus.If you want to believe my words, look at the coronavirus.
耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，这就是象征着神的愤怒。如果你看到冠状病毒，可以知道神的愤怒是个什么样的。
Regarding what is coming, that's what I'm saying.
有关它来临。这个。
The hand of the Lord God, God the Father, is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices.
耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒。
He pours it out on all the wicked, and all the wicked of the earth will drink it down to its very dregs, meaning until you suck the little forms remain in the cup.
他倒出来，地上的恶人必都喝这酒的渣子，而且喝尽。在这描述的是什么意思呢？
That while he has presented revelation.While he has presented salvation to the church in the book of Revelation,
启示录一章五节就是给人类描述救赎的同时，现在
when the days have arrived of this nature, when I can command heaven and heaven opens to identify me to the earth.
这一天来到，我向天命令，天顺服我的命令，这样一来呢，面向整个地球显示出来我的身份。
When these days have come, he says.That however, as the Lord presents the salvation of Christ, be careful. He's also having a cup ready in his hand. He says, in his hand, the wrath of God is ready to be poured That's why I said, if I could tell you what is about to happen to the earth, you would be trembling right now.
可是虽然通过耶稣基督，这救赎已经显给你们看了，可是神的愤怒，可是他的手已经做好预备，可是他的手已经做好预备，拿着这个愤怒的杯。其实我已经看到那个杯就倾倒下来的场景，我已经看到了意象当中，因此这是一个相反的一个意象，就是一篇的有神的救赎，另一篇呢神的审判。因此你们必须要预备进入，因为神愤怒的杯已经在他的手中，做好预备。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
The book of Obadiah.
Obadiah.
Turn with me to Obadiah chapter 1.
Obadiah chapter 1.
Obadiah chapter 1, we're reading together.
Obadiah chapter 1, 第一章
As you're there, we read.
Obadiah 书
In the Old Testament, immediately after the book of Amos, you enter Obadiah.
就是阿摩斯书后边就有 Obadiah 书了
Once you get to Obadiah, we read 15 and 16.
15, 15到16节
It says, the day of the Lord is near.
耶和华降罚的日子临近万国。
The day of the Lord is near for all nations.
现在这个日子近到所有世界。
As you have done, it will be done unto you. Based on what you've done on the earth, the Lord will do unto you.
你怎样行，你怎样行，他也必照样向你行。你的报应必归到你头上。
Your deeds will return upon your own head.
你的报应必归到你的头上。
The Lord saying that what you're doing here will follow you into eternity.
主在是说的是你在地上所做的都跟随着你一直到永恒。
Just as you drank on my holy hill.
你们犹大人在我圣山怎样喝了苦杯
All the nations will drink continually. Say, just as I judged, I'm coming now to judge total the entire earth.
万国也必照样常常的喝，就是我怎么样的审判了以色列，照样要审判列国所有万国了。
Drink and drink.
且喝且烟。
As if they had never been.
他们就归于无有。
另
一个版本说他们在那被毁灭，让他们喝尽神的愤怒，一直到他们没有任何地方逃跑。
So the Lord is presenting, prepared the way, the salvation of the grace.Please take it.
因此主显示给你们那能够预备的道路，要求你们预备弥赛亚的时候，你们必须要选择这个预备，因为神的愤怒要来了。我已经看到了，主，我已经看到了主的手拿着这愤怒的杯，愤怒的杯里头装满的是神的愤怒。我很多的事情我没有跟你们公开的，背地之后要发生的事情。我为什么要跟你们谈这神愤怒的杯呢？
Because when he says Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, he's also implying the judgment of God against sin that has befallen the Messiah. So those who will take the substitute death of the Messiah will be saved with eternal life.Resurrection life, everlasting life. But those that will reject it, they will face the full wrath of God, and the cup is already in the hand of God because of the time we are in.
作为一个死里首先复活的这段话来要描述主耶稣基督的时候，在这象征的就是接受主耶稣基督的，坚持他接受他生命的，那就跟他一起就复活，然后进到这个天堂里头去。可是拒绝接受他生命的，只能下地狱去了。这是一个同是一个救赎，也是一个审判。
Luke chapter 22. That is why I brought up this cup of wrath.Luke 22, when God says, firstborn from the dead. Luke 22, let's finish up because we have a big celebration ahead of us. We cannot go any further than this. Luke 22, turn with me there,
39:46.
We don't have time, we have to bring it to an end now. We have a big celebration ahead of us here.
我必须要有跟这种话题必须要结束，因为
As usual, to the Mount of Olives,
耶稣出来照常往橄榄山去。路加福音二十二章三十九节。
He has already instructed the disciples. He has prayed for them the priestly prayer for them. He has given them all the instruction. He's about to leave now. He's about to depart from the scene.
记得这个时候，主耶稣弥赛已经赐给自己的门徒所有一切的教导，然后告诉他们，他作为一个弥赛亚要走这属世界的道路。
John chapter 17. I don't have much time, but we can jump there for a moment.
并且
John chapter 17:24.
约翰福音十七章。二十四节
He says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am. He has already presented the priestly prayer before the Father about the church, about his disciples, about you.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见我所赐给我的荣耀。这样一来呢，主耶稣基督已经做好了作为大祭司的、作为祭司的为自己门徒的祷告。
Regarding the disciples, regarding those following him, then he says, Father, I want those that you've given me to be where I am. Meaning he's talking about how to bring the church into the kingdom of glory.
换言之，已经赐给主耶稣的。
I can take them to be with me where I am.So he is now terminating his mission on the earth.
我在哪里就我让你们也在哪里，这样一来呢，主耶稣就在这已经暗示到了跟随他的主耶稣基督的教会，把他们带到神的国度那里去，这就是主耶稣基督在这说的。
Okay, sasa amesema kitu kingine, mimi nimesema kwamba ataka waingie kwenye unyakuzi, waingie mbinguni na yeye tafadhali. So he's saying, Father, I want those that you've given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。
The glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. So there is this eternal love of the Trinity. How the Trinity they work together.From eternity of the eternities, he's celebrating it there.
荣耀赐给我是因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。这样一来，在这谈到就是三位一体，从永恒到永恒的三位一体，在这庆祝的就三位一体，这是强大的神的爱。
But then now,
可是现在
when he's identifying Jesus in Revelation 5:1 verse 5, he says, "Firstborn from the dead."
启示录第一章一到五节，当神描述主耶稣基督作为从死亡复活的。
Jesus has already come out of death, and he has afforded the church eternal life, resurrection life.
这象征的就是主耶稣基督从死亡当中出来，把这个永生交给教会了，就是死亡当中出来的。
But you cannot fail to see this huge elephant in the room.Whereby he's talking about death, the wages of sin is death. So he's also dispensing the message on the judgment of God that will come on those that don't take the sacrifice of the Messiah. The judgment of God on sin.
就是我们不可能忽略掉这个死亡带来的一个很深奥的意义，因为如果你没有接受拒绝接受主耶稣基督为你付出的牺牲的代价的话，那你这个死亡的代价你只能你自己要承担。拒绝弥赛亚牺牲的，这就是为什么现在我要查看这个碑。耶稣照样就是到了这个山，他的门徒就跟着他走。
On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation."
是你们祷告一下，就是不要掉进，不要陷入这个考验当中的话。当他进到这个橄榄山的时候，他就把所有的其他的门徒就放在一边。看一下，就记得那些犹加略人犹大已经离开了。他在那已经做好了这个背叛主耶稣基督，在那他自己的买卖都已经完成了。
The rest, the three of the eight, he takes only three inside with him now.
这样一来，这橄榄山这各西马尼园里头，主耶稣就只有选择了三个门徒。
That you will not fail, you will not fall into temptation.
然后跟他们要求了，你们要祷告，不要陷入在这个考验当中。
Beyond them, he knelt down and prayed.
这样一来呢，离了一些距离，然后在那一个人祷告，在那怎么样的祷告？
But listen the prayer of the Messiah.
看一下弥赛亚怎么样的祷告，你们来听一下弥赛亚的祷告。
If you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
父神呢，把这个杯，请帮我就是挪开，可是按照你的旨意，不要按照我的旨意。
When finally the wrath of God against sin that is supposed to come on you was finally being poured on him.
最终审对罪恶的一个审判愤怒要将在他的身上了。弥赛亚因为受到了很大的压力，就说出这样的祷告，这本来是要教会要说到的。弥赛亚神，他为了这个使命而来，并且我记得在变化山上我们分享的对话，并且那个你们屏幕当中看到的这个赫辛基的变荣耀的这个场景来给你们这个确证。
Only these two prophets are transfigured in the history of the Bible.
确实是的，只有这两位先知在圣经的历史当中，这个变荣耀，变荣耀了。
And so the conversation we had with him.
因此我们跟他分享的对话。
I've already told you, I cannot share with you, but already that conversation has taken place on the mountain of transfiguration.
看这个变化上香，这个对话已经发生了，虽然我无法跟你们分享。我无法跟你们公开，可是这一切有关他怎么样在十字架结束他的使命，报复在内。看一下现在他怎么样的祷告呢？父神的。
Against sin that was pouring on him until he said, No, take it away. He doesn't say, I cannot drink from this cup.
那强大的分量。
If you don't receive Jesus now, you will eventually have to drink from.
就是这强大的分量，就是这个神的愤怒，这个神对这个罪恶的愤怒，神的愤怒，甚至弥赛亚都拒绝。请求父神呐、啊，把这一杯就挪开吧，我就非常的就是觉得这个不容易。神愤怒呢，难以喝掉的可怕的杯，因此你理解吗？让我想起来，我来到祭坛，就让我想起来雨水，我必须要向天命令把雨水降下来。那这样的时候，真的雨水降下来了，你以为这是个神为你做什么闹剧吗？不是的，这不是玩笑，好让你们，好给你们一个信心，赐给你们确信，不要下地狱去，必须要抓住这个救赎，看一下那永恒的愤怒，永恒的地狱里头的受到永远有余的惩罚，在那人们都在那哭呢。神打开地狱让我看到，这是很深的、很黑暗的坑，无底坑，上百万个灵魂都在那都哀哭，无法相信。神唯一的目标是什么呢？不让你们受到这神的愤怒，这可怕的愤怒的杯。这一切的人类要受到的一切的神的愤怒，现在放在弥赛亚他一个人身上。如果你拒绝弥赛亚带给你的救赎的话，你只能要喝这一杯的里头的神的愤怒了，要喝到永永远远。因此父神要求你，因为弥赛亚是为了这个而来，为了这个使命而来，可是当他就要喝掉的那个瞬间来到，连他都觉得恐怖，说父神呢，把这一杯挪开。看一下我们在变化上下，我们都分享了好多的对话，这对话包括着十字架上的一切的事情。这样一来呢，已经都知道的是已经非常明白的事情。可是到了这个时间，看一下
父提斯里，an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. He was throwing himself down and sweating like blood, and he cannot take the cup.
当他要喝掉这一杯。当他正在面临这个要喝掉这一杯的瞬间，
I am walking with God the Father as a movie. Was that meant to be a movie or a sweet melody to entertain your ears and eyes? No! There is a rat coming. God is simply affirming to you that please listen to those words. If you don't listen to him, you're going to hell.
然后呢，就是甚至差一点，天使来要帮助他，怎么样的祷告，这个所有的血管都爆出来，这个出流血，好像出汗一样，他就这么努力的祷告，是因为这个愤怒，多么的可怕，要天使出现，必须要使给他们施加力量，才能够祷告。
That God is portraying Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, the firstborn from the dead.
看一下《约翰福音》第一章第五节，从死亡当中首先复活的这段经文所包含的内容非常的深奥。你以为我向天命令天把雨水降下来？你以为是神给你们开设的一个电影吗？不是的，这是给你们一个确信，要避开那愤怒的杯。
That if you reject the sacrifice he brought, the resurrection life he brings, and the message of repent, the Messiah is coming, return to holiness, be righteous, get into the fear of God, reverence of God, restore reverence in your worship. You reject that goodness of God, then the cup of the wrath of God that we read in the book of Psalm 75 verse 8, that Jesus even feared to drink from, is yours to the last dregs. When you are lumbering with your tongue, not the last beats.
如果你真的拒绝主耶稣就是带给你的救赎，并且拒绝这个声音，要求你们供应，要求你们圣洁，要求你们悔改的这个声音。如果你继续拒绝的话，你只能要喝掉主神愤怒的那个杯，要喝尽那装满神愤怒的那可怕的杯，由你来都要喝掉。
And it says, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him.
从天堂天使出现，给他施加力量。
And his sweat was like huge drops of blood falling to the ground.
能够撑住这个祷告，要面对他来要面对的神的愤怒。神已经让我看到这个神的愤怒，好让我把这个神的愤怒。 传给你们，神的愤怒，这愤怒可怕的杯，你们必须要避开的。
Verse 44 he says, of the book of Luke 22, he says, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and he was sweating like drops of blood. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. What a situation!
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点。
大血点滴，汗珠如大血点滴在地上。当《启示录》第一章第五节从死亡所为这复活的时候，你以为从死亡？
从死亡当中出现，从死亡里出来，你以为这是一个玩笑吗？弥赛亚所担当的，所有一切的代价，他付出的代价，在这讲的是。祷告完了，就起来到门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了。
And then you see verse 47, he's arrested.
47他已经被逮捕了。我们另一天继续的讲。可是我在这要强调的就是。But
when God the Father says the firstborn from the dead.
当父神说到从死亡首先复活的，作为一个界定拿撒勒人耶稣基督的时候用的这段描述，他说。
There is salvation and resurrection life here. Take it now.
那有救赎，那复活的生命，现在要选择。Eternal
life,
那永生，永生，永永远远的生命，你现在要选择。
That for those that will fail to listen to the message of repent, the Messiah is coming.
可是那些失败来听从悔改的声音，预备弥赛亚来临的声音，要圣洁，要公义，要重生，要接受主耶稣基督这个要求，这个声音。
The cup of his wrath is already on his hand. In his hand, he's already holding it.
看见神的愤怒装满的那个杯已经在神的手中，他已经拿着。他说
，That the wrath must take place.
这个愤怒肯定要发生。
Jesus cried, "I'll take the cup." He refused.
因为他拒绝了耶稣基督替他喝掉这个杯。
But not my will, but your will. He said, "No."The Father was not willing. He refused to take the cup because there was no other way for mankind to be delivered. So if you refuse this judgment Jesus took away from you and replacing it with salvation, eternal life, you must face the wrath of God. That's why God refused to take the cup from Jesus.
父啊，你若愿意就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。如果你拒绝了主耶稣就带给你的救赎，父神为什么只能审判你呢？因为父神把这分子的杯交给耶稣基督，让他替你喝掉，可是你来现在拒绝了，那这个杯只能你来承担，没有，这是一个，这是父神已经安排好的。
Utakataa kuchukua hiyo mateso ya Yesu Kristo na wokovu wa Yesu Kristo na dhabihu yake basi wewe pia utakunywa tokana na kikombe hicho cha mateso na ghadhabu.
So is the Father refused to take away the cup from Jesus? Why? Because the wages of sin is death. There was no other way of saving mankind. Jesus someone to come without blemish, without blemish or defect and without sin and die for mankind. There had to be death.That was the only way to save mankind. So the Father refused. The will of the Father refused to take away the cup from Jesus. And that should be an affirmation to you that the judgment against sin is coming. God must judge sin with death. Because the Father refused to take away the cup.
父神拒绝撤去主耶稣基督这愤怒的杯的理由，当主耶稣基督求他的时候，父神拒绝了他的祷告，是因为这只是唯一的道路，这是唯一的道路，有耶稣基督来把这个愤怒的杯替整个人类要担当。虽然耶稣基督求神说这对我太大了，有没有其他的办法，有谁来替我负责这个事情，可是父神拒绝了，因为没有任何其他的办法，没有任何其他的人替主耶稣基督的，主耶稣基督只能主耶稣基督来要去承担这一切了。这一来呢，就父神拒绝了他的祷告，由他来要。
The Father refused to take away the cup from the Messiah at the most distressful hour, distressful moment.
最受压力的时候，最艰难的瞬间，对弥赛亚来说最痛苦的这个瞬间，这个愤怒现在倾倒在他身上了。突然是这样的，然后弥赛亚向父神求告神说把这一杯撤去，可是父神拒绝了。这必须要赐给你们确信，神必须要审判罪，要么你接受这主耶稣基督带给你们的这个牺牲，要进入神的国度，或者你就拒绝，然后呢要你自己担当这个主父神允许你来喝的这一杯，这神愤怒的杯，你自己去担当。只有这两条路。
Again, me, I'm saying that either you take that salvation, Jesus coming to save you from that wrath, this tremendous cup, or you will face it yourself if you refuse to take that salvation.
要么你来接受主耶稣基督替你喝这愤怒的杯而赐给你的救赎，要么你去拒绝主耶稣基督给你的这个救赎，然后你自己去担当这一杯里头的愤怒。
And so this is the hour.
因此这是个时间。
Are we to prepare?
我们要预备的，你们必须要预备，每个人都要预备，因为弥赛亚要来了。并且神愤怒的杯已经他的手中，我已经看过了这个杯。
And you can see the coronavirus I prophesied and struck the earth with the locusts.
并且你都看过了冠状病毒来击打这个地球，并且这蝗虫之灾。
So when I stand, when I tell you, oh, remind me when I come downstairs and stand at the pulpit. Remind me today because I'm told there is drought, so I can command heaven to open and rain come. Remind me, don't forget to remind me. When I say such a thing, I am not playing a movie before you. The judgment of God is coming.The Messiah is going to come at my words, and the wrath of God is going to befall everybody that's rebellious, and it's virtually unbearable. Even the Messiah himself said, please take it away from me, I cannot drink it.
因此当我说到你让我想起来，我走到主祭坛的时候，你让我想起来，因为这个土地我听说了有干旱，必须让我说出这个雨水降下来的宣布。当我说出这样话的时候，你以为这是玩笑吗？不是的，这象征着我口中说出来的话语都要得以实现了。弥赛亚肯定要来了，借着我的预言，弥赛亚肯定要来。那如果你现在没有接受这个声音，要求你的悔改圣洁，这公义的道路，你只能要当着神的愤怒，因为神的愤怒即将要来临的，按照我的预言肯定要来临。面前把这个雨水呼叫下来了，你们必须要披麻蒙灰，要悔改，因为你们看到的就是太强大的神迹启示了。主绝对不会那么迟延的，正如你们所预想的，不是的，正如你们预测的，弥赛亚肯定要来了。
And you see, if you have time, we could read the book of Jeremiah 25, verse 15, only says, the cup of his wrath. So the cup of the wrath of God is well pronounced in the Bible. And the Lord prays so that you may flee from the cup of the wrath and take the salvation of Jesus.
耶利米书二十五章十五节在那也好好的描述了有关神愤怒的杯，神真的愿意你们能够避开这神愤怒的杯，然后接受主耶稣基督带给你的救赎。
And so I'm closing with Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
因此我要结束罗马书八章一节来要结束。他说的如下，
There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
I hope that be your choice tonight, that you choose Jesus, that you may evade, escape from the condemnation of God, the cup of the wrath unbearable.
因此我希望今晚这会成为你的选择，请你来选择主耶稣基督，不让这神的愤怒临在你的身上。
The cup that even the Messiah himself, he came to drink that cup, but when the moment came, he wanted to flee from that cup.
甚至弥赛亚
of God that the sinners will face.
甚至弥赛亚他为了这件事情而来，这就是他的使命，可是当这个时间来到，他必须要喝掉这神愤怒的杯的时间来到，他却就是觉得很恐怖，他要逃避，求神来撤去这一杯。看一下，你仍然要愿意去面对你这神的愤怒吗？如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
And preparing, the Messiah is coming, a separated Christian life, reverence to God, fear of God, wisdom in Christ. If you listen to these words of mine, then you will see the kingdom of God, the God of heaven that has sent me to you.
如果你在这接受主耶稣基督，我要求你们说的就是接受主耶稣基督，悔改，离开罪恶，圣洁和公义当中与主同行，预备主弥赛亚来临之路，那你就会避开得着那避开神愤怒之杯的道路。
And yet if you reject him, the full wrath, full strength, all the spices mixed in with the wine, it is brothing and foaming. And you have to drink through the last dregs and pulling the last foams. Meaning you must drink it. The sinners must The wicked even touch that cup.
可是如果你拒绝接受主耶稣基督，拒绝在基督耶稣里的，如果你仍然拒绝的话，你只能喝那愤怒的杯里头神的一个审判。那这个要喝到就是所有里头的，强大的主耶稣基督，我彻底的悔改我所以借的罪恶，我现在接受主耶稣基督为我留下的赎，为我留下来的赎罪的赎罪祭，我现在接受耶稣基督的宝血，是那荣耀的羔羊留下来的，没有污秽，没有污点，没有任何错误，没有任何罪恶的神，荣耀的羔羊。因此我现在要选择叫复活的生命，主耶稣基督赐给我的，我离开所有的罪恶，我请求主进入我的心，成为我的主和救主，求主帮助我，好让我非常忠诚的与主同行，非常的忠诚的向父神向圣灵一直要忠诚，绝对不要让我喝那神愤怒的杯，
from the cup in heaven, the cup of the covenant of the blood of Jesus.
允许让我喝那天堂里头那杯，那杯里头有神羔羊的宝血。
The salvation of the blood of Jesus, the new covenant.
那就是圣约，神耶稣基督弥赛亚，以强大的耶稣圣名祷告，以强大的耶稣圣名而求，我接受主耶稣基督成为我的主和我主和救主，以强大的耶稣圣名而求，今晚我重生了，阿门。